white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not throw this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hollering me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here. Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth at the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick, cunt. Fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, we are live. We are here. We are here like a motherfucker. Oh, we are here to do show. All right, hey, don't tell nobody, but we're gonna do prank calls. All right, don't say nothing. All right, here we go. I'm gonna bring up Skype. Don't tell him. I'm gonna sneak up on him. Hey, Skype. Hi, how you guys doing? We're totally not on the air right now.
How are you?
All right.
Okay. Good. All right. All right, good. We won't say anything crazy.
Yeah, we're not doing a show. Yeah, we're not even doing a show tonight. Shh, they don't even know yet.
What happened to you?
What happened?
What happened?
I don't even know.
We're doing a show.
We're doing a show. We're doing a show. We are.
What is wrong with your show?
Baby, I see a machine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's like the 4th of July. Yeah. It's like the July 4th thing is supposed to be happening this week. So, we're here. We're going to do shows. We're probably going to be some fireworks involved.
Is anybody celebrating it tonight?
I don't know. I do hear fireworks going off, so probably.
Yeah.
I hear it all going off.
There's some places that always sound kind of like Mogadishu or something, though.
Yeah, we're going to have some of this. We're going to have some of that. And there's probably going to be some of that involved, too. I'm just saying.
Under my desk, happily right by my mic.
I wanted to say thank you to Royce, who did a he did a donation to the throne during the pre-show, the edited show from last week. So I will play the throne effect for you at some point during the call, which this week has been updated to this.
Fuck you, asshole!
And that's from last night. That's last night's call. this woman, I offered a fecal matter deposit on her on her desk or on her porch during community call nights with your host Axpa, and that was it. It was a very short call. It's actually it's about right here. I'm gonna play it right here.
Hi, I was just calling to let you know that it's been completed. It's been done.
I didn't ask you to do anything.
Well, no, I saw the ad on Facebook Marketplace that you were looking for a human fecal matter to be put on your porch. So
fuck you, asshole!
That was a whole call right there. 22 seconds of just pure gold.
My ear heard 20 seconds. That was about right. Good job, D-Way.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Yeah. We burnt that down real quick, but she was not happy. But that is the throne alert now.
60 in 22 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new record.
So now when there's a throne donation or a purchase, it is going to play that down the line at the person being prank called. We like to refer to it as the mini game of the show. Hello?
Hello. We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hello? Hello, please? Hello? I'm calling about the room for rent. Is anybody there? I'm just trying to find.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Are you Zlatko? Is that you?
Speaking.
Ah, yes. You have the room to rent.
Correct.
All right. So I read a little bit about the room. You said it's furnished. There's no lease. It's just month to month. You don't want any pets. Is there anything else that's very, very important that I should know?
It's no cooking facility or microwave.
Okay, so all cooking should be with microwave. No oven, no stove.
Correct.
Okay, all right. And I know that you said no drugs, alcohol, and is smoke free. But I have a medical prescription. Is that okay to be taking while I'm in there? It's prescribed by a doctor.
No smoke of any kind.
Okay, well this is just it's not really smoky smoke. It's just produced with I have this glass rig type thing and I heat it up and then I put wax inside of it and then I pull a big puff on it and then I choke.
I don't know what you talk about. It's no smoking.
Okay, well this is liquid smoke.
I'm not familiar.
You know what vaping is? Water vapor, like that. You know how the cool kids, the hipsters, as it is.
I know.
Yeah, that's like that. But this is crack cocaine that's inside of my vape.
Uh huh.
And when I draw off of it, it does water vapor. It's not actual smoke. It won't do any damage.
Similar to cigarette or marijuana or any other thing?
Well, it's in a pen. It's in an electronic pen, so there's no lighting, there's no fire or nothing. But it's marijuana laced with cocaine, crack cocaine, and I smoke it. It makes me strong and I clean better, and I stay up for days, days at a time, and I clean.
What kind of job you do?
Right now, do you know Yakuza?
Jacuzzi?
No, Yakuza, the Japanese mafia. I collect money for them.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So I go around. They loan money to people, and when they don't pay, I walk around and I break their fingers.
Oh. Yeah, very interesting. Yes, yes, yeah, I understand. Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, I say any kind of smoking is no good.
Okay, but I don't want to. No, yeah. I'm not going to smoke cigarettes or nothing. That's disgusting. I just want to smoke marijuana laced with crack cocaine.
Yeah, just I don't know how about my wife would you know, go with this kind of you know, she kind of scared of everything.
Oh, why is she scared?
How's that?
Why is she scared?
I mean, any what you call anything, you know, smoking or doing anything like that. I can talk to her. You
is see, that, is your wife? If, I your wife? If your, is your wife Pam?
Particular.
Is your wife Pam? Is your wife Pam?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I talked to Pam earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And I asked her if it would be okay, and she said it was fine.
I don't know if I don't. Well, let me think about my just, you know, you got to give me my phone, your phone, and again I can see what she say and what I.
Yeah.
What
well,
I
she
think about
she
that.
Said that I sounded
what's
like
your name?
A. My name's Dwight, and she said I sounded very, very nice, and that uh-huh. at night she could come into my room and she could smother my face with her fat belly.
You're a very funny guy.
No, she said, I'll come in there with my 67-year-old fat belly and I'll smother your face.
Yeah, yeah, sir. Let's go serious now. You're looking for room for rent.
Yeah.
That's why let's go get to that point. No, about
how are you
else.
Able to pull a, such a young lady as Pam? Do you got lots of money?
Oh, yeah, I got a ton of money.
Yeah, you got a hamburger chest. You got nice hamburger meats all over your chest. Got the hairs.
Mm-hmm.
You got hairs on your chest? Do they smell nice?
Sure.
Yeah.
Give me your phone number, and I can give you go phone. See, if I call you, that's mean you got a room. If I don't call you, you don't get a room.
Okay. Can I just? Okay. Can I just? It's the room over on Runnymede Street, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just gonna. I got my suitcase packed. I'm already in the car, so I'll just start heading over.
Sir, if I call you, then you're welcome.
I'm already on the way. Do you want the money in cashier's check? You want a money order,
no,
cash?
No, I have to think about what they're going to do. Do you get the
but
room
I've,
or not?
But I've already changed my address with the post office. I already told them, so now my mail's already coming there.
Sir, you're way ahead of you and me. You just slow down and we're gonna.
I told my parole officer that I'm living with you now, so I gotta live with you. It's required.
Sir, I mean, you go too fast. Hey, you wanna give me the phone number? I can give you a call. You got the if I'm interested or not.
But what do you mean? You can't just kick me out.
Sir, sorry. I think that conversation has gone too far.
No, listen. Listen. I'm in the car. No, listen. Listen. Damn, I was gonna crash the car. Damn him.
Red Roof and Monty, can I help you?
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Hey, happy 4th of July to you, my good man.
Happy 4th as well.
Listen, does this window in this room open any further?
Windows?
Yeah, in my room. I'm trying to open the window.
None of the windows open in this room.
Oh, because I'm in here and I lit some sparklers, you know, firework sparklers?
Yes.
And it is smoky in here.
Well, you cannot do fireworks inside the room, sir.
No, this was sparklers. Sparklers are not fireworks.
Yes, but same thing. You cannot do that. That can caught fire, you know?
Oh. But what if...
Do it outside.
Well, I can't go outside because I've been drinking and I don't want to get arrested.
Right. So please don't light up anything inside the room, okay?
I'm going to do it in the... Can I do it in the bathroom? There's a vent
in the bathroom. No, sir. You
cannot
do it in the bathroom either.
But there's a vent in there.
Can you please cooperate?
There's a vent in there.
Yes, but can you cooperate? You cannot.
I can.
Oh, shit. That's a non-smoking room, sir.
It's smoky in here now. Oh, my God. Oh.
You want me to call the law on you, sir?
Oh, I put it out.
You want me to call the law on you, sir?
Why are you going to call the law?
Because I told you that's a non-smoking room. You cannot do anything inside the room. Such stupid thing, sir.
Sir, listen. The smoke detector is going off for some reason.
Because you just did something, that's why.
What'd I do?
Sir, I need to call the law on you right now.
No,
okay?
No, no, don't do that. Oh, no.
Hey.
I'm going to call him back real quick. Tell him don't do that.
Yeah,
got
to check up on that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, oh my God, it happened again. These are self-lighting fireworks. I didn't do it.
Sir, you're going to blow up this place. You know that?
No, I'm not. That's ridiculous.
Yes, sir. You have been stupid right now.
No, I'm drunk and I'm watching modern...
Right, so stop being stupid when you are drunk.
I'm watching modern chode porn.
I'm coming to your room just to evacuate right now.
You're going to erect me? I didn't even tell him what room I was in.
Sir, you need to check out right now.
Wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
I don't need to speak with you, sir.
I poured water on the fireworks. There's no more fireworks.
Sir, I don't need to speak with you.
Why not?
You need to check out right now.
You give me refund.
No, I'm not giving you refund. I'm calling a law right now.
No, the law is stupid. You need to check out. I think you just figured out he doesn't know what room I'm in. So you need to check
so
out.
So you come here.
I found the law.
I'm outraged.
All right. So, I mean, we had a nice little firework call there. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Did you know that you know this guy named Cheeseburger747?
What's that?
This guy, his name is Cheeseburger747. He just gave a gift of a membership to Fireworks of the Month Club to Jack, and now he's shooting fireworks off in my room. Oh my God, there he goes again. Fireworks in the room? Oh my God. This
room number, sir.
Oh my God, fireworks in the room is ridiculous.
Okay, your room number, sir.
Man, hang on, there's so much smoke.
Oh, Steve, that was a big one.
Oh, I can't see anything in here. Is that you, Jack?
Yeah, I just lit off a big one.
Yeah, but why would you light those? I mean, Cheeseburger747 should have never gave you fireworks.
Oh, I don't really follow what I'm told to do. I'm a bad man.
Okay. Oh shit. Don't light those again.
All right. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put them all in the bathtub and throw a match.
Ma'am, is he allowed to throw them all in the bathtub and then light it?
We stay here. Your room number, sir?
747.
Yeah, it's a 747 cheeseburger, ma'am.
The room number is 747215.
Yeah. No, sir. He's not room number here. You wrong number.
No. He's right, ma'am. He's always right.
I pay my psychologist a lot of money to say that, too. So, do you have, like, an empty bottle or something? Because I have bottle rockets. I want to shoot those. I want to shoot them at the curtains. Or the pew! Pop, you know? Pew! Ma'am?
Ma'am?
Yes, sir?
Hi.
Yeah.
We need another room. This one has burn marks on the walls.
Yeah, what we want to do is, can we have two rooms that are next to each other?
Yeah, it smells, so it smells like someone was smoking in this room. See y'all go.
Oh, please leave a message.
Hello?
Hello, hi, is David around?
I guess not where he can hear the phone. He's outside somewhere.
Oh, is he? Okay, I'm calling from the Amador Fire. He was down here earlier.
Okay.
And he gave us a lot of, like, he had a real temper about him. He gave us a real good lip service, if you know what I mean.
Hmm. Today?
Yeah, about potentially adding attacks to the Eagle's Nest Airport.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he came down here.
and he yelled at us. He became very enraged, and he was in a, within a 3-foot space of one of our employees, and they were pretty afraid. And then he offered to suck our dicks, and we're trying to figure out if he was serious or if it was just a joke.
He would never say anything like that. I don't believe that.
No, he might have said it in anger. And he, like, his face was red, and he did a lot of poking in the chest. And he said, "You listen here." He goes, "If you try to put a tax on there, I will suck your dick." And he hit him right in the chest, like pointed real hard.
So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to have him call you?
I just wanted to talk to him. And tell him, like, he's still welcome to come here. Like, we have no ill will against him or anything. And, like, if you would like to discuss it further, like, that's totally fine. But he shouldn't be making promises that he can't keep is basically what we're trying to get to right now. We're just like, hey, you know, unless he's going to suck someone's dick, he shouldn't threaten to suck someone's dick.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name's Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah, Dwight.
Oh, Dwight.
Yeah.
And which fire department?
No, I'm with Amador Fire Project. Yeah.
Amador Fire Project.
Yeah. Is this Janet?
Yes.
Hi, Janet. So I talked to him, and he was also down here with Michael is?
Mike Prescar?
No, Michael?
I don't know.
Michael Wardle?
Oh.
He was down here?
Well, that's my son, but he doesn't even live here. He lives in Woodland.
Well, I don't know where he lives, but he was here.
Okay. Okay, and a phone number.
It's on the caller ID.
Okay, and when did all this happen?
Earlier today.
Today?
Yeah. I understand that it's no longer Pride Month, and he feels like he can express himself in that manner. Since it's a new month, it's July. It's the month of fireworks and red meat Americanism, and he needs to take people's feelings into consideration. But he's outside though. Like, you can't get him on the phone. Where is he?
No, we live on property, and he's, I don't know where he's on the tractor working on something, but not near a phone.
Okay, and he has no cell phone?
It doesn't work out here.
Okay, and Janet, I just feel that maybe you're the one that's contributing to his delinquency problems.
You know what? I'll have him call you back.
Okay, because you seem to have an attitude problem in trying to be the gatekeeper.
Well, I do have an attitude problem when you say my son was out there today, because he was not out here today.
Well, he presented himself as Michael, madam.
Okay. Okay. This conversation's over. Goodbye.
You have an attitude problem.
Hello?
Hello. I was trying to find Robert.
Well, what can I do for you?
Hey, I was calling about your room.
Yes, sir.
All right. Still for rent?
Yes, it is.
All right. What type of hoops you got for me to jump through in order to rent this place?
So I would need to do a background check and a credit check.
Okay. And does that cost money to have that done, or is that just come with the application?
No, that just comes with the application.
Okay. Can I save you a little bit of trouble, and I could just tell you about my background?
I mean, you can, but I'll have to check it regardless.
Okay, I don't have any violent offenses, but I have been to prison.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I would have to check it. I'd have to check your credit score, and then I'd also have to see some bank statements from your job, work statement.
Right. I do work release. But they I do work release, but they do pay me.
Okay. So yeah, and then it would be the first month's rent, which is $900, and then it would be an $800 deposit. Okay.
Yeah, it's just there's no animals on site. I'm assuming. I mean, it said no pets.
No, I do have a small dog.
Okay. I'm just not allowed to be around. I'll have to check with my PO. I'm not sure if a dog counts, but my offense had to do with animals. When I was down at the, I was at a local zoo, and I removed the wings off of the flamingos and I tried to fly. I was on a lot of PCP at the time, and yep. I took the wings off of the flamingo because he wasn't using them because flamingos don't fly. And so I tried to jump.
Fuck
and
you, asshole!
Oh, is that your mother? Who is that? You know what? Let's cover the Patreons real quick here. We'll get this done. We'll get this done over with. I'll get this tab out of my face. These are your 69 active Patreons for the month of July. And they start, of course, at the top with Axba because he is a manned machine behind the content. He does a lot of stuff, just like he's rendering a whole movie of Willy Wonka with just my face. Move that up a little bit. There we go. So here we go. Axba, Jerry Seinfeld, Alexander Kronk, Anti-Citizens Telephone Time, Audi Love, Benjamin, Big Boy Farts 666, Brad Claus, Brendan, Brown Magic, Cactus, Carlos Trin, CPBJ, Crispy 808, David Jarvis, Derek Bentley, Dharma Wheelies, Dragonmere, Dribbly Bob, Dwight's Cocksock, Electro Pirate, Eric Wright, ESSLO1, yes, Ethan Bentley, Fucking Slayer 69, Garbo, George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Gold Rust, Hamilton Water Baby, Haifeng, Hobo Lobo, Horse Machine Ranch Person, I'll Fix Your Pipes, James Harrington, Jeff Golden, Jen F, John T. Fisherman, JT, Just Work Man, Carter Pillar, Lickety Split, Little Uzi Vert, Liz B, Lonesome, Luis Minard, I fucked that up. Oh, we got a call coming in. Hang on. Hi, can I help you? Hello? Hello? Did not connect? It didn't. Okay. Luis, yes, Luke Jones, Mad Hatter, Maggie, Mark Window, Matthew Anderson, Max Power, Milkbox, Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, P.S., Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Radical, Royce, Ryan Scheffler, Snappy Bakes, Sonam, Steve Blinch, the Prime Minister of Australia, very busy man, comes around here, Vandershire, Vitas Vitas, Wasted Memory, Xander Fett, Expers, and You Bastard Fuck. And those are your 69 Patreon members for the month of July. Now give me a second, I'll go over to YouTube, and I will pull up the current YouTube members. So here are the current members of the show. There are 18 current members. Jack, J2Age, Window Killer, Master of Shadows, Chronic Toker, Benjamin, Takaho Dombrowski, Mike D, Telf, Charles Bernhard, The Haas of Wonder, Cheeseburger 747, Tyler 1206, Mad, Two Eggs with Heat, Edward, aka the Dab Man Harvey, Skinny Mexican, and Dharma Wheelies. And those are your 18 members of the machine.
Hello?
Hi, looking for Kevin.
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, you got a room to rent?
Yeah.
All right. I was just reading a few things here. I don't think I saw what the monthly was on that. Oh, $1,000. $1,000, one bedroom. Is it a shared... is it a shared bathroom situation? What is that?
Correct.
Okay.
Shared with one other person.
Okay, and is the kitchen a shared as well? Do I have access to the kitchen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And let's see here. Now, is there locks on the different rooms, or are they unlocked, unsecured? What is the situation there?
The situation is they're unlocked, unsecured.
Okay, they're unlocked, unsecured, so like another tenant could theoretically come into my room?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I could be in there like folding my laundry naked and they could walk in and see?
I don't know why that would happen, but your question wasn't that, was it? Your question was, is there a lock? So I'm answering, there's not a lock, but nobody's going to walk in when you're running around naked.
Okay, well, I don't run around naked. I like to fold my clothes naked because I like the smell of the fresh laundry.
Listen, I don't think this is the right place for you. Thanks for calling, though.
Well, no, come on.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I'm just being upfront with you. I don't want any surprises for you guys.
No, nobody's going to walk into your room, man.
Okay.
Nobody ever going to walk into the room. I'm not going to walk into the room. It's a complete privacy. This is a really nice place. People, we don't want any drama.
Yeah.
The two person who lives there, they have a full-time job in the entertainment business. They're very well-to-do. Absolutely zero issues.
Yeah, and no, I appreciate that. Are there any in the neighborhood? Is there a strong police presence, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Extremely safe.
Okay, extremely safe. Okay.
The neighbors call each other if there's a strange car. You know, so it's a very safe place. You can people like hiking, walking, just a peaceful place. For information
I'm just with my work, I can't have a lot of contact with police because I like to procure things unwillingly from other people.
You do what?
I procure things unwillingly from other people and then I sell them online through an auction.
Well, if you work out of the home, if you read the ad, it says you need to have a job.
Yeah.
You're not working out of the
home. I have a job. What I do is I go around and I steal items from open vehicles, and then I say, hey, I call them and I say, hey, if you want this back, give me money, and that's how I make money.
Okay, buddy. I think that's about it. Thank you for your time.
I'll steal from you. Milkman,
calling
you're bleeding. Hi, how are you?
Fine, what's up?
I'm just letting you know that if anyone wants to see some fireworks, tell him to come to my room, because I'm about to let some off in the room in like a half hour.
Okay.
I got sparklers. I got Roman candles. I got snake things, the little snake things.
What room are you in?
Right now I'm in the living room, but I'm walking in the bathroom because I'm gonna do it in here because there's a vent, there's a fan vent.
Yeah, but you can't be shooting stuff off in your room.
But I'm gonna use a bathtub and there's a vent in it'll take the smoke right out. I've already planned this. I drew up the diagnostics and then the diagram.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom right now.
What room are you in the hotel?
Wait, the room I rented. I'm in the bathroom. I got a whole pile.
I know, but I don't know who you are.
My name is Dwight. Hang on a second. I gotta test one of these out. No, that one works good. All right. Well, we're just gonna call you right back.
College.
No, you didn't let me finish. See, that one works fine. That firework was responsible.
Do what?
This firework is responsible. Like one. See, one. Uh-oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-oh. Why is this going off?
Because you're putting smoke in the room, I guess. What room are you staying at the hotel?
I'm on the second floor.
What room?
Hang on, this thing's loud. I'm gonna hit it with a hammer. There, you won't be going off no more, will you? No, I didn't play the call. The call's done, so here we go. We're gonna experience this together. I've not heard this call. This is the call retaliation from the first hotel.
Hello.
Hey, this is
Excuse me?
This is Office.
Who are you?
Police officer. Are you staying at the Red Roof Inn?
What?
I'm a police officer.
Ha-ha.
Have you been calling the Red Roof Inn to complain about fireworks?
Oh, really? Because I can tell you right now, my husband...
It's just a simple question. Are you staying at the Red Roof Inn? If you are, can you come to the front office? The police are here.
You have sat there and harassed me on my show.
What? On your show?
Motherfucker, what the fuck, you punk-ass bitch?
Okay, are you at the Red Roof Inn?
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you mind stepping down here to the main office?
You fucking loser.
Okay, well, what room are you in? The police can come to you.
Yeah, whatever.
So do you have a complaint about somebody shooting fireworks?
Meet me up somewhere and we'll see what you are, you little bitch.
Well, come to the main office here at the Red Roof Inn. We can handle whatever you need to take care of. Okay, well, stop calling the Red Roof Inn or I'm going to ping your phone to our dispatch and I'll find out where you are and I'll come arrest you, okay? So we can make this simple. You can come down in here and talk with us. We are the police. Or you can just tell us where you're at and we'll come to you.
Goofy son of a bitch.
Okay, all right. You have a nice night, sir.
You're a fucking ill.
And there you go. So yeah, a bit of an overreaction on that guy, and it doesn't even sound like he gave him the true story. It makes it sound like we had a complaint about fireworks being shot off. Okay, all right. I mean,
for the front desk.
Oh, a dial in one. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this room 20?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dwight. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes.
And we had gotten a few complaints that I'd like to go over with you if you have a moment.
Sure, hang on a second.
Okay.
What are the complaints?
The neighbor to your east was complaining that someone from your room had drilled a hole through their wall and started shooting bottle rockets through the hole into their room. And we were calling to address that?
I'm a 75-year-old woman. I have no... Are you kidding me?
I wish I was. We did have someone go up there and check, and there is definitely burn marks on the wall and a hole from where the fireworks have been traveling through and smacking against the walls.
I'm in room 20?
Right, right.
Which wall? Someone has accused me? Have they come into my room?
They said that you had drilled a hole through your wall. This would have been around where the headboard is for your bed. Through the wall, about a quarter inch hole, and then you have been sticking bottle rockets into the hole and lighting them and shooting them at them.
Well, can you come down to my room and look and see that I have not drilled any holes?
Yeah, we can definitely have someone come.
I'm a 75-year-old retired teacher.
Okay.
Do you really think that I would be doing such things?
Well, from what this person told me, that this is a new TikTok challenge, and possibly there was a younger person in that room filming some TikTok comments. Okay, and you're not doing.
Is this a joke?
No, ma'am, it's no joke. So you're not doing TikTok content from your room?
Are you kidding me? I've never even been on TikTok.
Okay, you've never been.
I'm
at, you
75
never.
Year old retired school teacher.
Okay,
I'm here because of a catastrophic circumstances at my house.
Oh, okay. What did you used to teach?
I taught sixth grade.
Any specific subject?
I taught math and social studies. Reading and language art.
Okay, and when did you were you forced to retire, or did you retire on your under your own power?
No, I retired after 35 years. So I retired to take care of my mother and my sister.
Okay, and what happened at your house?
Fuck you, asshole!
I'm sorry.
What?
Who is that? Is that your mother that you're taking care of?
No.
Who was that then?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so what happened at your house?
Why are you so interested in this stuff?
Well, I'm documenting all of this.
Why?
Well, I have to. There was a report filed.
Well, oh my God. Well, why don't you come here?
Okay. We'll just come down.
Bring the police with you.
No, I don't need to bring the cops. That's okay.
Yes, I think you do.
No, okay.
And
I don't want to call
the office.
Okay. And what was your middle name? I'm sorry. I need this for the biography I'm writing on you.
Hello?
Hi. Is this room 1?
Yes.
Hi. This is Dwight. I'm calling from the front desk.
Okay.
And I understand that it is the weekend of the 4th of July, and you may have just overdid it with the alcohol, ma'am, but we're getting too many complaints down here.
Complaints?
Yeah, they said there's a drunk woman in room one that keeps harassing people that pass her door.
What? I'm in my room.
Yeah, have you been drinking?
No, I'm not drinking. Okay. I haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, well, they said every time that there was three separate occasions. The last time there was a 70-year-old man. He said he was walking to his room and he heard someone go, "Psst, hey, look at this. And he said he looked at room one's door and there was a woman in there and she had pulled up her skirt.
Fuck you, asshole!
Fuck you, asshole!
Ma'am, I'm getting to the bottom of this.
Hello?
Hi, is this room two?
Yes.
Hi. We're calling from up here at the front desk, and we're trying to resolve the situation that you may or may not be aware of.
Okay.
And let me get to the bottom of this. Are you the only one that's in this room right now, or could this have been possibly a mistake done by another person?
I have my wife in here with me.
Okay, no, this was another male.
No, sir.
Okay. We had several reports from not so much younger ladies, but women of different ages that are having problems, when they pass room two, being accosted by a male opening his door and saying lewd and lascivious things.
Sir, you have the wrong room and the wrong person.
Well, no, I did double check this because I didn't want to bother someone if they weren't involved with this. But all three women clearly said room number two.
And what establishment is this?
What do you mean? The hotel? We're at the Arbor Inn.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yep. And so what they had said, all the stories match up about the same. They said they were coming by, they were approaching room one, and then they got to room two, and they heard a low and this, psst, hey. And they said they looked over at room two trying to figure out what that sound was. And they said there was a male with a pillowcase over his head and had his genitals exposed and had the do not disturb sign on his penis.
No.
Okay. So you have no recollection of this at all?
No, sir, I don't. Okay. And could you establish what time this was and what day?
Well, that was tonight. And the first complaint came in at 8:13 is when the first phone call came in. Second phone call was at 8:33, and the third one was at 9:01.
No, sir.
Well, no, that's what I have documented here. It's on paper.
I know. I'm not disputing what you have written down. I said, but that did not happen in our room.
Well, no, it happened at the door. It was open and then exposing to people in the hallway.
No.
So you're saying it didn't happen or it didn't happen at your room? I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
Well, my wife and I were across the street at Ocho Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for a wedding party, and we got back to our room. I'm trying to think about when we got back. It was still daylight when we walked across the street.
Okay.
You can establish that time.
Well, I mean, given the time of year right now, that's about an 18-hour window.
Sir,
yes.
If you'll let me finish.
Absolutely.
If you can establish what time that would be local, since we don't live here. It was still daylight when we walked across the street back to our room.
Right. And so what we're going
to... What was it, sir? Sir, sir?
Yes, yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to establish this.
Okay.
And we got into our room and we never...
All right. And then what point had you closed the door for the last time of the night?
Sir, I'm trying to establish to you that we got to our room before dark tonight. We never opened the door again. We're in a bed asleep right now.
All right. Do you normally talk when you sleep there, Junior?
Excuse me?
I said, do you normally talk? Is this like a sleep talking thing, Ed Junior? What's going on here?
Sound like somebody yanking my chain right now.
No, absolutely not, because we are going to have you come down to the front desk because we're going to have to go ahead. We have several male employees as well as a few guests that are going to participate in a penis lineup, and we're going to have you come down here and participate to see if your penis can be picked up.
I don't think that's going to work.
Well, it won't be any type of shameful act. We will have a sheet covering everybody's face so nobody knows who's who. But if she's able to pick your penis out, sir, I think that's when everything is going to go downhill for you.
And your name is what?
My name is Dwight.
Is what?
Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T, employee ID number, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, the number 3, R as in Randy, M as in Michael, 1151.
And you're with what? Who?
Arborin.
Okay, and are you law enforcement?
No, I'm front desk clerk, sir. Night auditor.
Well, why don't you call the local police and then call me back?
Well, I would like to resolve this in-house to avoid that, because unfortunately, every time we call law enforcement down here, we have to pay for them to roll the vehicles down here. And so if we're able to solve it in-house and avoid those type of charges to the company's bottom line.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You got to pay for policemen to come down.
Yes, exactly. If there's a problem, we have to have them come on down. And it's a charge to us. It's every time we have them come down, it's $75. And then they also charge us on top of however many cars they send. If they send more than one, we have to pay those hourly wages.
This doesn't add up to me.
Listen, sir, if you want to just come down, we'll snap a picture of your face and we'll just put you on the wall of shame over here.
No, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, the Do Not Rent Hall of Shame. We'll put you right up there prominent, right there, top billing.
Well, you can put that... You can put that right beside the other wall that says "Kiss My Ass."
Damn.
He told Got you.
Sir, that's dumb. He did have trouble hanging up, and that's why his wife doesn't love him anymore.
Dear Lord.
That's why they're getting a divorce. Like, you can't even hang up right. That just means you can't fuck right either. You don't know how to fuck. You don't know how to fuck.
Yes.
Hi, is this room 3?
Who is this?
This is Dwight at the front desk.
Okay.
And we're calling down here to tell you that we went ahead and put the extra charges onto the account.
You put the extra charges onto the account?
Right. We had to charge extra because you went over the 2 toilet paper rolls a day limit. And we dropped off the 15 rolls that you requested.
I didn't request any rolls.
Ooh, yeah, we got a request down here about an hour ago for 15 rolls. Said something.
I didn't call. I did not call.
Okay. Well,
I did not call. I haven't had toilet paper all month.
Well, nonetheless, we brought it down outside the door, and now it's gone, so you've received it, correct?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Is this from Sid?
I'm sorry?
Is this from Sid?
From Sid? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Let me speak to him, please.
Oh, he's not here tonight. He's a day man.
He's not a day man. He owns it.
I'm aware, but he's not here tonight.
I didn't request anything.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know that it's $6.99 per roll times 15 rolls.
$6.99 per roll times 15 rolls?
Correct.
What 15 rolls? I didn't request anything. I haven't had toilet paper all month.
You haven't wiped all month?
I have used my own toilet paper.
Fingers? Oh, you had your own?
No, I bought it.
Okay. So,
I did not request anything from him.
Okay, so if you had your own, why did you ask us to special order 15 rolls off of Amazon?
I did not special order anything. I did not request anything from him.
Okay.
He knows I haven't had it all month. I have not requested anything.
Yeah, and he wanted me to let you know that we're going to be putting a meter on your toilet. So you're only allowed so many. Yes, you're only allowed so many flushes because you've been excessively shitting in the toilet.
Who is this?
This is Dwight from the front. I'm the night auditor.
I'll speak with Sid in the morning.
You're going to speak with Sid?
Yes.
Okay, why can't you speak with me? I'm the person in charge right now.
You had no right charging me anything.
And to be honest, Sid is shit.
What do you mean, Sid is shit?
Sid doesn't wipe either.
I don't know who you are.
My name is Dwight, and I'm a phone hacking criminal. I'm on the roof of the hotel right now, and I'm tapped into the phone lines, and I'm dialing all the rooms. Hey, ma'am, look at the phone right now. Can you see my face? Look at the receiver. Look at me. Ma'am, look at me. Can you see me? Hello? Move to the left.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Is this room 4?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? We got a complaint about a lot of loud noise coming from your room, apparently.
Yeah, no, we're actually laying down.
Okay, yeah, well, that's part of the issue. We had two people come by and complain about the noise content coming from your room, and then they were able to bring up to us and provide an audio recording of what was going on, and it does seem rather loud.
Okay, so can we hear it? Can I hear it?
You know what? I probably can. Give me a second. Let me see here. Let me try. Okay, here's the computer speaker. Let me select that.
No, are you right at the front desk?
Oh, I can play it for you right now.
Well, I'll just come down to the front desk. That's all right.
All right, play. There it is. So they said they were outside room 4's door, and this was going on. And it seems excessively loud, because if it's this loud coming through the door, I can only imagine how loud it is in the room.
Yeah, that's definitely not us.
Okay, it goes on for several minutes. They didn't just record a short snippet. This goes on for about 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
Yeah, so that's definitely not us.
Okay. But you're in room 4.
Where are you at
you're
right
in room,
now? Are you in the office?
You're in room 4. Yeah, I'm in the office. You're in room 4, right?
I'm coming right down.
Because Sid said that I need to make contact and try to solve this. Well, they better go ahead and disconnect that fucking automated system, because I'm about to go work on room 5 here in a second. Hello, how can I help you?
Yeah, have you been calling prank calls to a hotel?
Have I? No, I would never do that. Why? What's going on?
Well, you tell me. It shows your number on the caller ID.
Hang on, let me pop this up. Who is it? Who is Sid?
Who's calling?
You called me.
Well, I'm asking you, who are you? Because you've been calling the property and
my name's Dwight.
Having a prank calls and calling everybody else around
here. No,
you're being reported to the police.
No, 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 no. I would never do that. All right, so I'm going to go pee. And while we do that, I'm going to play this call from last night of episode of Community Calls Night. So the setup premise of this is the guy owned a gym, and I called up and said I borrowed some weights and took them on vacation with me. And I'm skipping to about 12 minutes into the call, because the real meat and potatoes starts hitting about there, I'm guessing. So I'm going to play this, and then I will be right back.
Oh, I didn't know. When you came in, you didn't check with anybody in the front desk, because you can't just walk in. Obviously, you got to check in, and it's a liability, brother. Like I said,
I just walked in with Bob, and we were having a conversation, and he checked in, and then I just continued to the locker room.
Yeah, no, that's not here. Let me check here. What? Yeah, we are missing those. So the 20s are here. You took the 25s, you said.
I took both, 20s and 25s.
Okay, that's okay. Just do this. Look,
I took two sets.
Yeah, so I got your number here. I mean, if you took his place, his equipment, that's different. But gym equipment, Dwight, like I said, I'm shocked, my man, because gyms don't, and I'm shocked that you don't know, because gyms don't just give out equipment. Because you got to keep in mind, Dwight, it's common sense. Equipment is for people to use, not for people to borrow and take home. That's why I'm shocked. But if you took Bob's
I borrowed him to use them. Well, no, Bob sent me to yours. He handed them to me. He handed them to me. He's like, Bob's a good guy. He's like, He's like, here, just take these home with you and try them out. Yeah.
Yeah, but
he's like, try these out. He's like, take them home, try them out, test drive them, see if you like them. So I did. I brought him home, and I don't think he knew I was leaving on vacation. He didn't know I was going to have him for like 2 weeks, you know.
So let me ask him. When you guys took those plates, you guys didn't talk to anybody here. Nothing. Just came in, took the plates, and left.
No, Bob said it was allowed. Bob says, hey, go ahead, take these.
No. He is out of his mind. I love Bob, too. If that's the same Bob, long hair, tall, old guy.
Yeah, long hair.
That's the same Bob.
Yeah, old long hair Bob.
I love the guy, Dwight. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
He should know it's common sense. You don't give out clubs equipment without even not even bringing it up to us. Not only that, Dwight, you're not even a member, buddy. So I got $500,000 in machines.
Well, Bob told me I'm a member.
I don't know, man. Because I don't remember him coming up to us.
Because I took one of his.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, I met him. I met him through online. I signed up for one of his what he calls his locker room classes. And so I come in there for the classes into the locker room.
Well, hold on. I'm confused now, Dwight. So you sure you came into this gym? I'm just making sure you called the right gym now, Dwight. Because this is the owner, man, and this is all shocking as hell.
He holds class. Yeah, he holds class in the locker rooms. And he teaches me how to not be ashamed of my body and how to masturbate properly.
Oh, now you're fucking around. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm trying to be honest with you.
Well, who the fuck goes in the gym, Dwight, and jacks off? What kind of shit is that? You don't think that's fucking stupid? But you're wasting my fucking time now. This whole time you're calling me and you come in the locker room and jack off? Is that what you're to fucking do? You think it's a fucking joke? I mean,
no,
seriously,
Where he wants to teach the class is up to him. I'm not the one to tell him how to do his business.
And you're claiming that you stole dumbbells, but the dumbbells are here. You didn't steal any dumbbells. So are you wasting my fucking time?
I got the ones out of the back.
There's nothing. They're not missing in the back. They're still there. I just went and looked at them. So I don't know what you're fucking talking about, man. You're wasting my time and my life right now. If you took them, then it's theft. I'm being honest with you. That's fucking stupid. Nobody goes in the gym and takes machines. I don't want to be disrespectful.
But you can't prove that. You can't prove that in a court of law. You would have to prove that I intentionally stole something.
I will shit on you at the court of law. It doesn't matter. Because if you took them off cameras, I would know. But that's what I'm saying. When did you come in?
Wait a minute. But I told you I put them in my duffel bag. How are your cameras going to detect anything?
Well, we'll know if I do inventory. But they're back there. So you're either lying to me or you're fucking around. It's one of the two. So what are you doing?
I'm not... Why are you yelling at me? Why do you have an elevated voice?
I'm not yelling at you because you're speaking stupid to me. Why wouldn't you say jagging off? Now you're being fucking disgusting, Dwight. I don't play games like that. I don't know what you're thinking. So why don't you do this, Dwight? Why don't you come meet me here when you're done? When you get back from your Hawaii trip, get your ass in here and meet me here. Meet the fucking owner so I can talk to you. I don't care if you think I'm yelling at you. Now you're disrespecting me in my gym. You understand what I'm saying?
Quit yelling at me in lowercase, motherfucker, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Fuck your mom, you fucking molester bitch. Fuck your mom and your wife, bitch. How about that?
Wait a minute. Why am I a molester?
You are a molester. You're jacking off in the locker rooms with Bob. What do you think that is, you fucking idiot? You think that's respectful?
Bob's
you think we're
going
to allow
Bob's
you to come here, you fucking
consent.
Idiot? What are you, stupid? What's the matter with you? You think you can call business and fucking talk to people like that and take fucking dumbbells out of the gym? Are you stupid? Where do you live?
I've masturbated in your shower so many times.
Yeah,
I don't understand what the problem is.
Because you're a fucking loser. You don't know how to get pussy, maybe. I don't know. That's your fucking problem.
No, it's just a good release after a good pump.
Yeah, sure. Pump up your fucking mouth, motherfucker. So why don't you come back and see me when you come back from Hawaii? We'll talk face to face. You want to do that, Dwight?
I'm on a very important business trip. I'm a very important man.
Oh, you are.
I make lots of money.
Go jack off in Hawaii too, motherfucker. I'll see you back here when you come back. How about that?
Hey, why are you saying jacking off like that? Like it's a disgusting habit. That's natural. It's nature.
Yeah, it's nature. Yeah, yeah, sure it is. You're jacking off with Bob in the back. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah,
you think that's cool?
I don't know if you're just I don't know if you're jealous or what the problem
jealous
is and why
you're
getting all wound up.
Yeah, hey, jealous of your stupid ass taking dumbbells out of businesses and jacking off. You must be stupid. And this is a prank call, Dwight.
I don't
know
stupid. If you're
you're a fucking idiot.
It's
let me
not
just
a
tell
prank
you, you're wasting your life. You
I don't,
need to get a fucking
I don't know.
Life.
No, no, I don't.
No, no,
I don't
no,
know
no,
if
really,
you're
you
mad
need to get a life.
I'm
you
with
really
Bob
need to get a life.
Not.
Listen to me. But I'm not listening. You need to get a life. You really do. I'm serious. Go work, pay some taxes or something, you fucking idiot. Because this is not the way to fucking do business, motherfucker. You understand that? And that's how you get treated.
Listen. I subscribe to Bidenomics, okay? And that was it. It was very funny. It went on for like 18 minutes. That was just the last 6 minutes of the call. Whew.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm calling about the room for rent.
Yes, it's available.
Okay. Let's see here. And if I remember it right, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. It was $899. That's the rent. Yeah. And then there was an additional $899. So like first and last month, like security deposit thing?
Deposit and the first month rent, yes.
Okay. And let's see, when is it available if like somebody decided that they wanted to rent? How long is the process?
It is ready. And we take one page application. All we need deposit, first month rent, and proof of job and income.
Proof of job and income. Okay, that's fine. I have a long term job. I've been at the same job for about 13 years now.
Okay, what do you do?
Fuck you, asshole!
I'm sorry. I mean, I was about to explain what I do.
Who is this?
I'm trying to. Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh my God! It scared me.
Are you sure it's not from your side?
No, I'm on my cell phone. It's not even a home phone.
Huh? That is so strange.
And it's not coming from your end. Is it a? Do you have a house phone or is it a cell phone?
No, it's my cell phone.
Yeah.
And nobody's, me and my husband, I don't know who is, what is that?
Oh my gosh. So I actually work at a factory. I set fires for a living.
Uh-huh.
So I find combustibles and I test them and I set them on fire.
Okay.
But in my spare time, I have two jobs. That one's part-time and then I'm also a sex auditor.
What?
Yeah, I actually go. It's kind of a therapist. It's like a therapist role. No, it's a therapist role. People come to me. I ask them. I mark on a sheet. I say, how many times sex this week?
What is it?
I go and the people come to me and they give me the numbers. They come into my office and I pull out my paperwork and I say,
listen.
I said, sir, ma'am, how much sex this week? How much sex? And then I mark it down. How much sex? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. I call about the room, please.
Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Do I have to have a credit card to rent a room?
Okay, credit card. We don't accept credit card.
Okay, money order, cash check?
You can do Zelle.
My bank account has Zelle on it.
Okay, I'm not interested. Thank you.
And so I sex audit everything, right? So I mark it down on my paperwork. I'm like, one sex, two sex.
America's Best Value Inn. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing there, bud? I'm trying to get on over there. I already have a room and everything, but I can't seem to find the place.
It is 105 Washington Street.
Uh-huh.
It's right next to the Lafayette House.
Okay.
And there's a big billboard in front of
our parking
lot.
I'm putting it in my GPS right now. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, shit.
Okay, sir.
Oh, hello?
Sir, are you okay?
Oh my God. Oh.
Are you okay, sir?
Oh, fuck me. Oh.
Sir?
Hello?
Are you okay?
Oh. Yeah, I'm fine. Why? I just got a cramp in my leg.
Okay.
I didn't drink enough water. I got a severe cramp in my calf.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Well, I thought I
located at 105 Washington Street.
Okay. Oh, I need a hydrolyze. Oh. Hang on a second.
Have a good night, sir.
I'll be there in a few. Don't good night me yet. We got a kiss.
Good evening, Nick. One of those, can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing there, jerky neck? I got a problem up here in the room.
What's the problem?
Yeah, the problem is these windows won't open so I can shoot off these fireworks.
Which room are you in?
I'm up here, second floor. I'm going to shoot off some fireworks, baby. It's the American dream here. Yeah, 4th of July.
I don't know about that one.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know about that one, to shoot your fireworks. We don't do that here.
No, I'm going to do it in the room. It's going to be great. It's going to be beautiful, baby.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I got
Just make sure you have enough money to cover the expense.
What expense?
To blow up the building.
You trying to tell me that I don't got any fucking cash? Hey, listen to this. This is how much cash I got for you, motherfucker. Hey.
So why are you calling me? To bother me?
Nah, I'm just letting you know I got some fireworks here if you want to come watch.
No, I don't want to watch.
Come watch.
I want my piece, man.
You want your piece of what?
Why are you calling me?
Because this fire alarm won't stop.
Open up the window. What are you doing with it?
You want me to open the window? I got to get permission. Can I open the window,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, open up. Don't blow fireworks in here.
I just opened up the window. Look at that. All kinds of breeze in here now. You're a good man. All right.
Which room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a nice night.
No, listen to me, asshole, okay? I got a problem in here.
Why are you calling me an asshole? What's wrong with you?
Because you tried to hang up on me, baby.
You have any issues or medical issues?
I got shit issues. I got toilet issues. You tatty maki chut.
Good evening. Can I help you?
Hey, I don't know how to communicate with you properly, so I got my friend Sanjay here. He's going to get on the phone and call you a tatty maki chut for me.
Hello. How are you? My name is Sanjay. Hello.
Okay, Sanjay.
Father.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I've been a good boy.
You've been a good boy. Why are you calling my phone? Why are you calling the office phone?
Because you are my father. You have sex with my mother and you make me.
You're a pervert, right? You know these calls are monitored?
What's perverted about that?
Yeah, these calls are monitored. So you keep calling my number. I'm just going to call the police and make sure they monitor your call.
No.
This is a hotel, not a fucking place that everybody can just fucking get a hat on. And you keep calling fucking people. Don't fucking call my phone, motherfucker. You hear me? Cocksucker.
But father. You have sex with my mother.
Well, I mean, we call back, right?
Wow, he got rather saucy. I think he said call right back.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we were supposed to call back. Hello?
Hello, this is now with Auto Squad.
Hi, Auto Squad. I'm having a problem with my car.
Okay, where are you located?
Right now I'm over by the Texaco.
In Mapunapuna?
On King Street in Honolulu.
Okay, are you unable to drive?
Let me turn my stereo off. It's making a real weird sound. Like, when I go to accelerate, I start it, it starts okay, it's a little shaky, but then when I go to accelerate and I hit the accelerator, and it just makes that sound. Not so much in reverse. It's only in forward. Like, if I drive backward and put it in reverse, no sound. But as soon as I put it into drive and I hit the accelerator, and then it just does that.
And you have it towed in, or you need a tow too?
Well, I tried to. Oh, there it goes. See, it's lurching forward. Every time I hit it, I just can't get it to stop. And like, I'm just trying to get somewhere safe because I'm in the middle of the road right now.
Okay.
It's got the runs.
You might want to put it in neutral and try to push it there.
It's full of gas. I'm not sure I don't think that's the problem.
Okay.
It works sometimes. I just don't understand because my wife went and got some. She said she got an oil change from. I don't know. She said it's a liberal garage, and they put some bisexual oil in it, and it's been acting up ever since.
Ooh.
They said this was gender neutral oil is what it is, and now it just keeps acting up.
So are you gonna? Can you have it towed to the shop, or do you need a tow?
I can probably drive it to the shop. Like, okay. I'm on my way right now, and, like, is it okay to drop it off?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can drop it off.
Hello?
Yeah.
The car exploded. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hi.
Okay, can you have it towed?
Yeah, it's in pieces. It looks like the Ocean Gate Titan sub right now.
It looks like what?
It looks like the Titan sub. I think it imploded.
It imploded?
Yeah.
And where are you located at?
I was using carbon fiber hulls.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
where am I located currently?
Yes.
At your mother's fucking house.
My dumb bitch.
Hey, I'm fucking your mother. You want to go pick it up?
Hello, I am the mechanic. You call me?
Yeah, you're the mechanic?
Yes, sir.
I'm having a problem with my car.
What happened?
Well, it started running really funny. I'm driving down the road, and when I start driving, it makes weird sounds.
Okay.
So I put it in drive. I take it out of gender neutral, and I put it into drive. And then when I hit the accelerator, it makes this sound.
When you hit the accelerator, what?
I push the accelerator, and this is the sound it makes.
What?
Yeah.
Again?
No, yeah. Okay, hang on. Let me put... I put it in a park, shift it to neutral, and now... Okay, I'm going to put it into drive, and I'm hitting the accelerator. Yeah, that's what it does.
Sorry, man. I never see that movie.
I don't. It sounds like it might be the exhaust or the engine. I'm not sure, but it's making real funny sounds. So like every time I go to accelerate, and then it just goes.
I have 30 years in the experience as a mechanic.
But is this something you can look at, figure out why it's making that sound? It doesn't seem to affect it performance wise. Like it moves, it goes.
You can drive, yes?
Yeah,
can
it
drive.
Goes. Yeah, it goes.
Okay, come to my house. You're in Lake Charlotte?
Yeah. I can drive.
Okay,
believe you and me, I can drive.
I'm going to send you my address.
You're going to send me your address?
Yes.
You send me a picture of your penis, too?
Who are you?
My name is Dwight, and I'm a mainland criminal here in Hawaii now. And I want to catch me a nice big Hawaiian man. I want me a big motherfucker with a penis.
Ah, I know.
You got a penis?
No, but it's... I'm gonna send you my address.
Okay, but you gotta tell me. Do you got a penis? What was that fucking villainous fucking laugh he had going on there?
I loved his laugh.
I thought he was gonna die. Like, I was like, dude, you need to breathe. You need to fucking take a breath in. Oh boy, that was a phone call you never thought was gonna happen. He called me back, and he got that. I was a different dude. That was another shop that we called that was closed.
This is the roadway.
Hi, I'm up in my room, and I was watching Tenacious D. You know this movie, right, with Jack Black?
No, I don't.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Well, it's like kind of a rocker type movie, and I wanted to apologize for the things I broke. I got really, really like. Into the movie, and I started swinging my arms around, and I broke a few things.
And you broke a what?
I broke a few things.
Like what?
Well, I cracked the television, and I accidentally knocked the light bulb out of the lamp.
Okay. Is the TV still workable?
No. I just pushed it over.
What's your last name?
Well, you can charge it. I'm going to give you a credit card. It's not my credit card, but you can charge whatever you need to that. I mean, technically it's my dead grandmother's card, so it's technically mine. I'm authorized.
Yep.
Yeah, why do you keep saying yup? Are you stupid? Are you slow? You doing that slow shit again or what?
What is it?
Are you wrong?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. How much?
It's 129 plus tax.
He can come stay in my room for half price.
Okay.
So, you're in 215?
Yeah.
And you said, am I stupid?
Yeah, are you slow, dumb, or stupid? Which one?
Am I slow?
Yeah.
Why don't you come to the front desk?
Because I'm trying to watch movies. I'm a movie critic.
You'd have to come out to the front desk.
To do what?
Just come out to the front desk.
Is that where the new TV will be?
It's one of them.
One of them what? I'll bring you this old one, this old busted ass one, and I bring it down to you.
Yep.
Yeah. Why do you keep saying yep? Are you having problems? Are you slow? Are you slow and dim-witted?
Come to the front desk.
For what? You gotta tell me. I can't just come to the front desk.
Oh, you can't.
No, I need to know why you're summoning me to the front desk.
Because I'm not gonna carry a TV. You have to carry the old one here and take the new one with
you. Okay. Is it because you're fat?
Come to the front desk and say that to me.
To come to the front desk and say what? That you're fat?
Come to the front desk.
Why? I don't think there's room for two of us to be behind that desk because you're so rotund.
I think you're scared. That's why you don't want to come out.
Hey, listen. I might be scared of a lot of things, but I ain't scared of no bitch.
I'll be waiting.
I ain't scared of no bitch, bro. Oh, the fat remark got her.
Hello.
Hey, is that Deborah?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? I'm over here just next door. And we got some fireworks out. Is it okay? Because we didn't see any lights on. We didn't know if you were going to be asleep or not.
Oh, no. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Don't worry about me.
Oh, what's
who is this?
What do you mean? I'm over here. Denise?
My dog's barking. I can't hear nothing. What?
Oh, we're over here at 14.
Huh?
Number 14.
No, I'm not 14.
No, I'm at 14. You're at 22, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got the display. We've got the fireworks aimed at your house, and we're ready for the combatants.
Oh, okay.
Well, we thought you guys were going to fight us this 4th of July.
What are you talking about?
Well, I had talked to, I talked to Anthony and John, and they said they were gonna fight us. They were gonna fight us, and they said get your fireworks, we'll get our fireworks. And he said, motherfuckers, we're gonna have a war. So we've got it all set up. We've got bunkers in our yard. We've got the mortars aimed at the house, and we're ready to go.
Oh, well, my boy's ain't here.
Well, they said, go ahead. He said, go ahead, motherfucker. We'll be ready for you, is what he said. And I was like, John, no, don't say that. But we're ready. I've got the Roman, I got the Roman candle cavalry. I got some doves flying overhead, gonna drop some snap pops on the roof. Everybody, commence firing. Yeah, we're going to drop it. Oh, they're bouncing right off your house and right off the siding. Look at that shit. Look at that. You're taking damage. You're taking severe damage. I'm going to fart.
Thank you for calling Glendale Express Hotel. This is Chris speaking. How may I help you?
Chris, the people in the pool won't move, so I can try to jump off of the third floor and into the pool.
Sorry.
They won't move because I had several drinks, and it's fucking 4th of July weekend, and I drank a Jose Cuervo Silver, and it's my God-given unalienable rights to jump from the third floor of this motherfucker and into the pool to celebrate.
No, sir. That won't be possible. If anything, we'll call the police if you do that.
No, it's in the Constitution, and you can't tell me no.
All right.
I have a channel on you. I'm not staying here. I got drunk and walked over.
I see.
And listen, right. I got a YouTube channel. I'm doing it for the lulls and for the content clicks.
That sounds fun.
I know my rights.
All right. Yeah. I mean, if it's for celebration, go for it. What's your YouTube actually?
My YouTube is Allie Law, Allyaw. And I know my rights. And you listen, you gotta fight for your right to fight, is what I'm saying to you.
Oh yeah, I mean, I 100% agree.
And if I could get on the roof, I'd jump from the roof because I ain't no bitch. But because I can get to the third floor, I can jump from the third floor, and I'm a cannonball. And how deep is that pool?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
You're not sure how deep it is?
No, I haven't gone myself.
But, you never had nobody ask you this?
Nope. They just said the pool's open. I just say, yep, it is open.
Yeah, it's about to be wide open. I'm a cannonball in that bitch. And I'm a yell America when I do it.
I wish the good...
You want to come out and watch?